Next question. Blitzkrieg asks, why was Gordon Solie not a major part of WCW announce team for most of the 90s? It seems like someone with his history and reputation would be a major part of the promotion.
Well, when Black Saturday came and Gordon Solie and Ole Anderson and Georgia Championship Wrestling got kicked off the Superstation in exchange for the real Georgia Championship Wrestling that the man bought from under Ole Anderson, then the year WWF had their year of programming that wasn't so good, people didn't like, and all that kind of thing on TBS. And so Crockett's got a hold, the Crockett's got a hold of the fame that you'll choke on that $1 million deal that Jim Crockett paid Vince McMahon. They brought in, instead of everybody expected that they bring in Gordon Solie, they brought in Tony Schiavone. Tony Schiavone was new. He had done some work with Crockett Promotions on the syndicated stuff. He had actually been calling baseball in Charlotte, working for the Crockett's baseball team in Charlotte. And he came out of WKEW, where I used to do a radio show here in Greensboro, but was a wrestling fan. They liked him and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, Schiavone, and that was kind of a surprise, but it wasn't as bad an idea as you would think. Gordon Solie was an institution. Everybody, they thought of him as Gordon Solie's wrestling. I mean, it was like, where's our Gordon Solie wrestling when McMahon took over Georgia Championship Wrestling? That was what TBS got, all the fans that wrote in and called and all that. They wanted to know where the Gordon Solie wrestling was. And McMahon wanted Gordon Solie, and Gordon Solie just wouldn't do it. He didn't think, and rightfully so, he didn't think his style matched what Vince McMahon was doing. That was why it was always touch and go whether Gordon Solie gets any kind of WWE Hall of Fame. And it was kind of surprising that he did. Any kind of wrestling, pro wrestling Hall of Fame, he certainly had the credentials to do that. Having said that, Wade, if you ever get yourself a DVD of not the first Starrcade, but the second Starrcade, which is not the greatest show in the world, Bob Caudle and Gord Solie call the second Starrcade. And Gord Solie is brought in to do this as a special part of the show. He wasn't a regular for Jim Crockett Promotions by any stretch of the imagination. He's horrible. He's terrible. Doesn't know who's in the ring. Half the time, says a lot of strange things. He was starting to go downhill. Gordon Solie drank a lot, and it was starting to take a toll. And I think they made the decision, to go with a fresh face, to go with somebody new. Dusty Rhodes, who worked with Gordon Solie for many years in Florida, and Gordon Solie was, certainly an important part of getting Dusty Rhodes over. But if you watch Gordon Solie in the 80s, when he worked for Continental Wrestling, when he worked for Florida Championship Wrestling, when he did Pro Wrestling This Week, that wasn't the same Gordon Solie. He really made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
And he didn't have the energy, and he wasn't doing as good, he wasn't calling as good a product either. But it just wasn't there. I mean, he wasn't that intelligent, playing that father figure and knowing how to play off the wrestlers and just, having all his stylized catchphrases and all the things that he had in a way that he put together a package and added, some legitimacy to just the, kind of some ridiculous stuff sometimes. He's, top two. I think Jim Ross's career has been longer and he's called, on national stage, better stuff. I mean, had the opportunity to do it too, but that counts. But Solie's drinking and some of his attitudes kind of caught up with him too. He was hard to work with. I mean, and by the time he came in with WCW, he did. And it was wonderful to see. He had that New York Knockout clash, and called the Terry Funk, Ric Flair I Quit match with Jim Ross, and did. And that was kind of a return one last time for Gordon Solie to five letters, two words, I quit.
Yeah.
And, that was a tremendous deal, and he deserved a lot of respect and all that, but he just couldn't do the job that well anymore.
All right, next question. Mad Man Matt. By the way, I agree with everything you said, but just on the Gordon stuff.
And you interviewed him. One of the worst sports talks ever.
Yeah. Yeah, he was,
and it wasn't because of you. It was just kind of a shame.
Yeah, I know. I interviewed him at the Omni Hotel in Atlanta, and in his hotel room, and it was, you know, I don't want to Jay Leno the story and embellish it too badly, and I always preface by saying that, but my memory serves me right. He was sitting there in a t-shirt and boxer shorts, smoking a cigarette, drinking a martini at about 10 in the morning, and had absolutely no idea what, you know, like, how to answer any of these questions. It was just phoned in a in-person way. It was really disappointing. Very short answers. I mean, it was cool to do it. You know, I mean, it's Gordon Solie, but...
This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.